Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here with you on this sunny day. I love this every Saturday right here on Lifestyle CFAX from 1 to 2. I'm glad you can join us every week. Whether you're out driving around today, you're gardening, wherever you're listening to us, take this hour because we've got some great guests. We always bring in people that have something to share with you, and hopefully you'll learn something and have a good time while you're at it. Later in the show, we're going to talk to Tina O'Connor. She's an author and a speaker. She's going to talk about making the most of the summer, the time we have left this summer, and some life transitions when we go either to kids are going to school or university. As adults, maybe it's a next step in our careers, setting those kind of goals and how we can make those transitions easier. Also, Deborah from A French Touch Furniture is going to be here and talk about a great style she has for renewing the look in your home. I was lucky enough to take one of her courses, and I guess the TC today you saw an article by Annie Sloan, who is the paint that she supplies in her exclusively in her shop, and it's amazing in paint outside, inside with it. If people stand still long enough, I'll paint them with this paint. It's absolutely fabulous, and I think you'll really enjoy that segment. But up top, we're going to talk to Nirmala Raniga from Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center in Squamish about emotional freedom. And I think we spend a lot of time in our heads, and maybe we can break free of that to have a better life, to enjoy living in this moment, not the past, not the future, but right now. How are you, Nirmala?
Good afternoon, Patty. I'm actually doing very well.
It's great to talk to you as always, because you always bring a great new fresh perspective and a way to talk about things that we haven't maybe heard before. Emotional freedom was an idea you put forward, and it's a great thing because we all have all these different things going in our head, and we live there sometimes and we want to just enjoy the moment, but we get caught in thoughts. And maybe, I'm not sure if men are different than women. It seems women, you know, we watch these Real Housewives shows, we seem to complain all the time and really overthink things. Tell us what emotional freedom is, Nirmala.
First of all, I just want to say happy Saturday to all the listeners. And, just before I come back to your question, mm-hmm. I just want to read something, a poem by the great Sufi master Hafiz, and then we'll come back to your question.
Okay.
The poem is, "Stop being so religious. What do sad people have in common? It seems they have all built a shrine to the past and often go there and do a strange veil and worship. What is the beginning of happiness? It is to stop being so religious like that."
Wow.
So coming back to the question about, first of all, you asked about the difference between men and women. I really don't think, we all have thoughts. We all have emotions. It's how we process it. And women have this tendency of being able to actually talk to each other, process it in ways where they're sharing, they're constantly talking to each other, letting their friends know in on their stress and problems, whereas men may not do that as often. They will not. If you see two men in an elevator, they probably may not talk, but if two strange women will go in the elevator, they'll smile at each other and they'll start talking.
Yeah.
And you've seen that.
Yeah.
So women tend to have... and I think it's probably to do with being able to trust and not hold on to so much as probably men do hold on, and it is part of that psyche that men need to be strong, so women can have all the emotions, so men don't cry and women tend to cry, and I think we are just set up as a society to towards those things, and that's why it is like that. And if we start looking at people that come to our center, at the Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center, that is part of that story, is women do have a sense of, they're the ones who probably will go and get a massage done, they'll go and see a doctor, they'll go see acupuncturist. They will do all these things to take care of the emotions or health or well-being, but men, if you look in the past, do not do all those things. And part of that is probably in their mind, whether it's time or if it's looking after the family, or the thought is, I don't deserve to have this.
And, you know, everybody wants to be happy, to be liked, to feel like a well-rounded life. And maybe we're always comparing to others. But is it a state of mind that we can do something about it to get those blocks out of our mind, whether it's living in the past? And, you know, later in the show, we're going to talk about transitions in life. Can we move forward and get those records out of our head?
Yes, we can. As we have discussed in the past before, happiness is state of being, mm-hmm. and most of the time, you know, as you know, the psychologist Abraham Maslow, you know, talked about our hierarchy of needs. You know, we have our basic needs: the food, the shelter, and safety. It's there. Beyond that, you know, there are other psychological needs we have, which is you know, the four common ones is attention, affection, appreciation, and acceptance. So as long as our basic needs are met, feelings of comfort, pleasure, happiness is present. Mm-hmm. But when our needs are not met, and so if we're looking at the affection, the attention, appreciation, and acceptance, we actually feel distress, pain, and sadness. And we often, it can turn into feelings of repressed or retained, and if eventually become depression, anxious, guilt, or hostile. And so how do we learn, first of all, to express those needs? It's all about communication. And once we start recognizing our own needs, whether it is about attention, affection, appreciation, and acceptance, it comes first from a relationship to yourself. So there is a relationship first to yourself, and then this relationship to other people around you. So when your relationship to yourself is not a healthy one, what happens is that also translates into an unhealthy relationship with others, because now you're having to ask others to meet needs that you're looking for, but really some of those needs are, you are actually supposed to take care of your own needs.
Right, and that I guess, you know, when we're in traffic, say, and we're get mad at someone that cut us off, that person goes away and is not thinking about that.
That's right.
That's very true in a lot of relationships, that we may think we have more empathy maybe than they do, and we're stewing about it and thinking, oh, they're worried that we haven't been communicating or whatever is going on, and they're not even thinking about you.
That's right. That's absolutely, most of the time, that's our own story of, you know, somebody has just moved on. You know, they like I said, move, like we talked about in the traffic. They've totally forgotten, but you hold on to that story because it's to do with your own ego and your own hurt and your own feelings. And so what needs to happen is we need to mobilize our feelings. When we talk about emotion, it's emotion, energy in motion. So wherever you put your attention, energy flows. So if you hold on to an anger, that's where the energy will be stored, is in that motion of being feeling angry. So how do you get to move that energy out? Is this a process? And we actually use that at our center, and it is called the 7 emotional clearing steps. And it starts from, you know, first of all, taking responsibility of what you're feeling. And often we don't listen to our body. So there's the mind component and the body. So the mind registers certain things. The body feels it, and often because there's a disconnect between the mind and body, you don't actually get to the body level to actually feel the feeling. It stays in the head.
And that's what you're saying in that poem, talking about, you know, we're talking about anger, but also living in the past. Sometimes we can associate something that happened a day ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, as the best time that will never happen. Instead of enjoying right now, we're living in that. Why does the mind go to that instead of just appreciating today?
Because that's the story that you're attached to. And it's often our attachment to the stories of our past that keeps us trapped in the past, that does not allow us to be in the moment and enjoy the present. And it is releasing the story of the past. And it's to do with often, you know, either you feel the guilt or you continue to blame others, be a victim. And until you move out of those roles, you continue to be there.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 7 steps to emotional clearing and give you some great advice as to how to move on. Back in 2 minutes.
When it rains, it pours. Or will it? We get it right with an accurate, up-to-the-minute forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Al Farabee and CFAX 1070. We're on location today at Graham Kia. It's the corner of Government and Hillside. What a beautiful day to come on by here today. Take something out for a test drive that maybe you've had on your mind for a while. A Kia. Graham Kia is the spot, and great deals are to be had on award-winning vehicles here today. Yeah, award-winning vehicles. And if you want to think about something that's a little more upscale, they have that here. It's the premium brand dealer Graham Kia is with the 2014 Cadenza. This is the International Car of the Year. We've been eyeballing this one the whole time we were here because it's sitting right beside us here. And you can take it for a test drive here today. Or how about the 2015 K900 V8 rear-wheel drive luxury sedan. They have them here today at Graham Kia. And watch for it because they've been asked about it. It's the 2015 Kia Soul Electric. They're coming in the fall, and you have a chance to snag one here today. If you want to get the information, they have it. Why don't you pop on by and see what it's all about here today? Graham Kia. It's the corner of Government and Hillside.
Every year in British Columbia, we lose thousands of hectares of our forests to wildfires, costing the province millions of dollars and threatening thousands of livelihoods, communities, and homes. Please report any dangerous or suspicious activities. And if you see a wildfire, call 1-800-663-5555 or *5555 on your cell. Learn more at bcwildfire.ca. A message from the Government of British Columbia.
The idea was modest enough. A local bakery serving the people of Vancouver Island. Simple, right? Island Bakery has employed a local approach for over 30 years. They've been locally owned and operated since 1982, providing local jobs, cheering on local sports teams, supporting local charities, and baking fresh bread locally, made with certified organic grains. After all, this is your island, and it's your choice to choose local. Island Bakery, the local choice.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. We're talking to Nirmala Raniga from the Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center. If you want to know more about me or my guests ever, you can go to my site, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Nirmala, let's talk about conscious communications first as we're dealing with emotional freedom. How do we communicate our needs to get them met? If we've always thought, mind your own business, don't ruffle anybody's feathers, just get through it.
Well, conscious communication, you know, it's really about healing our emotions, requires us to bring our full attention to them as they course through our mind and body. I'm sure you know about Marshall Rosenberg. He's written this book, Nonviolent Communication, which is an excellent tool. And it actually, there's lots of things in there that will allow us to learn how to communicate properly to others, especially, you know, when there's a violation. One of the things that, you know, we start getting guests or, you know, asking ourselves what just happened. So when somebody, for example, cuts you off in a traffic, what just happened is coming to that present moment and actually looking at the distinguishing your evaluations from your past and observations. So instead of starting to judge right away, just see what happened. So just being in that present moment. And then the next question would be is, what are these feelings arising in me? What am I feeling, the emotional reaction? And being able to distinguish your beliefs from your emotions and abstain from projecting the responsibility for your feeling onto someone else. I mean, so when somebody cuts you off, what is the emotion that comes up? I'm feeling angry, or I'm feeling hurt, or whatever that emotion is, being able to label that emotion. And then what is the next question would be, what do I need that I'm not receiving? Often our discontentment or our unhappiness around some of these things is to do with the needs. As infants, our caregivers spend most of their time trying to determine what we need. But because we are unable to identify and communicate as children, but as adults, we often subconsciously expect people with whom we are close to know what we need and expect them to provide it, mm-hmm. provide that to us. So when we don't communicate, how do we know, or how do they know what do we need? And the last item would be is, what am I asking for? Mm-hmm. Being able to say, well, this is what I need. I need attention, or I need appreciation. I need affection. So instead of, like in a relationship with a husband and wife, if the husband comes home late, sometimes the wife may just be upset and angry because dinner is waiting and showed up late, didn't call. So instead of having that kind of energy, being able to communicate on what my need is, you know, once a week show up on time so we can have enjoy dinner together, instead of having that cold shoulder or that mood where you're feeling kind of not want to be in communication mood. So being able to communicate in a way to express what you're needing.
And in the minutes we have left here, give us some of the steps to emotional clearing then, where we can kind of kickstart this today to live more present.
So first of all, you know, take responsibility of what you're feeling. Mm. Being able to, when you react emotionally to other people, it's usually because they're reflecting some quality also in yourself. And then the next item is, the second item would be to identify your emotion. I feel angry. I feel sad. Being able to name the emotion. And the third thing would be is witnessing that feeling in your body, because your body tells you whether it's constriction in your throat, discomfort in your stomach, a headache. The body tells you. The fourth thing would be is express the emotion in private to yourself, telling yourself whether it's slowly or loudly, I feel. Write it down in a journal book. And then the next thing would be is releasing the emotion through ritual, whether you go for a walk, exercise, dance, breathing, because all the emotions, when they're held in the body, needs to be released in some way. It's when you don't release those emotions, it becomes toxic. Then the next sixth item would be share the emotion with someone you trust, somebody who can listen in a compassionate way. And the last item would be celebrate or rejuvenate, whether you go for a massage or do something that's nourishing for yourself. So these are the seven steps of emotional clearing. And this is actually available on our website for people to download. And, I want to close off, Patty, by reciting part of another poetry by Sufi master Hafiz. It's from the poem, I Know the Way You Can Get. And the last stanza reads, dear one, indeed, please bring your heart near me, for all I care about is quenching your thirst for freedom. All a sane man can ever care about is giving love. And that's what we need. We are often looking outside for love, but really that love is within ourselves. It's just we have to look into our own self.
Nirmala, as always, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. I think you give us such wisdom, such great tools to work with. You can find Nirmala at the Chopra Addiction Wellness Center in Squamish, an excellent facility. The website is wonderful. There's all kinds of information there for yourself or a family member, anyone you might know. Nirmala, I look forward to talking to you again shortly, because you always have great ideas for topics, and I know you've touched a lot of people today, and I thank you for that.
Thank you, Patty, and have a beautiful day.
You have a beautiful day, my friend.
Okay.
We're going to switch gears here, but not by much. We're talking to Tina O'Connor, who is an author in many things. She's got her book, Be That Mom, and the other one, Be That Girl. How are you, Tina?
I'm awesome, Patty. How are you today?
I'm great. Now, we're going to talk a little bit right now, and then you're coming back to us at the end of the show. We're going to talk about, transitions in life. And, of course, the fall is a big time for that, and the new year. But also how to make the most right now, Tina. I know you've got a family. How do we enjoy this rest of the summer, not let it run away, but take those moments to, as we were talking in our last segment, make the most of right now?
Well, I think the summer is such an excellent time to catch up on that time that maybe you've missed out on with your family. And we've got to take it because our kids are in school most of the time. And I know it's a huge transition. It's a huge shock to have your kids at home for the summer. But just to focus on taking and spending some of that additional time as a family, I think is really critically important for families these days, especially families with two working parents. Making sure you can kind of take, you know, even if it's just a night off or an ice cream run or just to make something special of it, even if it's not a long vacation.
And I find that too, you know, Tina, with young adults and teens in their later years, you're not going to get a lot of time for them. So just that, go for an ice cream or something they can do with their, you know, what they want to do is hang with their friends, right?
But make they want to hang moments with their friends,
yeah.
But you can make it fun, and you can, you know, even if it's a shopping date or if it's something that sort of focuses on them, but whatever you can do to grab some extra time with them through the summer, it's a great way to catch up.
Absolutely. And don't you think, too, when you work so hard at your garden or, you know, making your deck look nice, to enjoy that and have a dinner outside, whether it's you and your husband or friends, like to make the most of these warm nights?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, me being from Calgary, we certainly don't get the sort of summer that you guys in BC do. So anytime you can be sitting outdoors and not getting eaten alive by mosquitoes or freezing to death, you've got to take it. Enjoy those moments. Have barbecues with your family, with your friends. Invite your neighbors over. You know, reconnect with your neighbors, too. It's important. And it's a great time. Everyone's outside and doing things. So
yeah, well, my husband's from Calgary, and we spent many an afternoon or a night on the deck. Rain, sleet in the summer.
Yeah.
Didn't matter.
Yeah.
We could be out there. But yeah, it's a great place, Calgary, though. And weather notwithstanding, you can still be outside in some form or another.
You absolutely can. Yeah. You got to make the most of the gardening, too. And kids can really get involved in gardening with you as well, growing their own food and, you know, just showing them how to do weeding. And when you're out in the garden, it's very peaceful and they get right into it. And again, it's that time that you get to spend together that's sort of selfish. You get to spend time with them, but you're also doing work as a family for your team, right? So that you can support each other and support your garden and do the things you need to do outdoors, whether it's mowing the lawn or
And these chores have to be done,
time.
Right? I mean, mm-hmm. The fact is that not everybody can just luxuriate all summer. There are things to be done. What is your favorite thing to do in the summer, whether it be by yourself, with the kids, the family? What do you like to do?
I absolutely adore camping with my kids. It is my favorite thing to do, whether it's for two nights or for 5 or 7 days. Just getting out of the city and getting rid of the phones and the work and the electronics and getting back into nature. There's just something really special about that bond that we get when we're just together in the wilderness. And it just changes everything.
Totally. We went with our three, and at their advanced ages, it was unbelievable. But for 4 days, it was awesome to be together and just reconnect and have some downtime. We're going to take our news break now, but we're going to be back with you, Tina, at the end of the show. When we come back after the news, back with Deborah from A French Touch Furniture.
Diamonds?
Diamonds!
Diamonds!
Thinking diamonds? Think Barclays, Victoria's diamond and engagement ring destination. Hi, Jeffrey here from Barclays Fine Custom Jewelers. We're giving away a $2,500 diamond ring of your choice. It's easy to enter. Just tell us who you'd give a diamond ring to and why. 10 entrants will be selected to dig for a diamond. The person who finds the real diamond wins. Enter at barclaysjewelers.com, Facebook, or come visit Barclays Jewelers in Oak Bay Village.
Got a few coins in your pocket? Then drop by Fairway Markets, where savings is easy as 1, 2, 3. Pick up some head lettuce, just $1. 2 chicken drumsticks, just $1. A 433-gram premier traditional crust pizza, just $2. A 1-liter squeeze bottle of Heinz ketchup, just $3. You get the idea. Grab your loonies and toonies and visit Fairway Markets for the big $1, $2, $3 sale. If you haven't shopped Fairway Markets lately, you haven't shopped Fairway Markets.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. In the CFAX newsroom, I'm Rob Freeman. A crash on Highway 97C yesterday claimed the life of one man. Mounties say the 75-year-old rear-ended a tractor-trailer in his pickup and then went down an embankment just north of Cache Creek. He had to be cut out of his truck and was airlifted to Kelowna. That's where he died from his injuries. The Labor Relations Board has sided with the union in the latest volley in a bitter dispute between IKEA and its Teamsters union. The LRB ruled the company bargained in bad faith and violated provincial labor laws as well by trying to bargain directly with employees through postings on a website. The union says IKEA offered the workers $2.50 more, additional weekend premiums, and other incentives to cross picket lines at the huge store in Richmond. The company says it will appeal. A United Airlines jumbo jet was forced to make an emergency landing yesterday in Salt Lake City, Utah.
United Flight 328, a Boeing 777 flying from Denver to Honolulu, had to make the emergency landing because of an electrical odor. There were 279 people on board. The plane landed safely in Salt Lake City. It comes only 2 weeks after a United Boeing 777 made an emergency landing on the tiny island of Midway in the Pacific Ocean because of reports of an electrical burning smell on board. Alex Stone, ABC News.
We've got your CFAX weather forecast coming up next.
Hey, that's quite the tent you're pitching there.
Thanks. It's the biggest tent I've ever pitched.
I didn't even know you could pitch a tent that big.
Oh, yeah?
How long does a tent that size stay up for?
A good 4 days, easily.
July 25th to the 28th. It's the Factory Authorized Tent Event at your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram dealer. With up to $10,350 in total discounts, plus $500 bonus cash on select models. Because a big event needs a big tent.
CFAX weather, sunny today, highs anywhere from 19 to 23. It'll be a little windy on the water. Clear tonight, a low down to 12. Tomorrow and for the foreseeable future, sunshine and hot. Highs in the mid to low 20s. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 22 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. Patty Mack here with Lifestyle. Love bringing this show to you every Saturday. We get to talk to such neat people, Nirmala, Tina, and our next guest, who is Deborah Boyenga from A French Touch. It is revamping, repurposing vintage furniture, and a little bit more. How are you, Deborah?
I'm fine, thank you, Patty. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I took this course. Deborah has the exclusive rights to the Annie Sloan chalk paint. And if you saw the TC today, there was a great article on Annie Sloan. And I took the painting workshop, and I love it. It's just something you can't really screw up. This paint is incredible. Deborah can tell you more about it, but it really is amazing. Deborah, before we get into the paint and all you do there, you're a great do-it-yourself person. You've been a gardener and so many things, and you love repurposing furniture. Tell us about how you got into this line of work.
Well, like you said, I love repurposing furniture. I love taking things and giving them a new life. And I've always lived on a bit of a budget like many other people. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching this product, Annie Sloan's chalk paint, on some blogs for some time. And I think 2 days after it arrived in Toronto, I ordered my first 6 cans. And I fell in love with the product. It was just spectacular. And I think within less than 7 weeks, I decided to carry the product. And I've never looked back.
It's a fabulous product. Now, A French Touch. We were talking about shabby chic and what the French look is. Tell us the distinction between the two and what you feel the French kind of look is.
Well, to me, the French look is just a little more subtlety and simplicity, but still with flair. I think that they are never afraid to mix contrasting styles together, whether it's antique and modern or rustic and sleek. And they're great at embracing pieces, allowing them to show their age, and just giving things a feeling for, or having a feeling for things that are as beautiful as they are useful.
And I think you say perfect imperfection?
Absolutely, yes. I think that definitely describes the French look.
And I think that describes how life should be, really, isn't it?
I completely agree, in all walks, yes.
And it kind of ties into what we were talking our whole show, is that nothing's perfect, but you make the best of it. And some of the pieces in your shop are spectacular.
Thank you.
And I like that you share the gift, because a lot of people hold these things in because, well, I'm the one that does this kind of stuff. And you do your workshops and share this with a passion for people so that they can learn the fun of doing this themselves.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And it's so incredibly rewarding to see people, feel so much joy from using the product and transforming their home. And I've had many people come in saying that this has been just such a wonderful creative outlet for them. They have a very stressful job, and they're looking for something to have a creative outlet, and this product has just saved them. You know?
I agree, and I think we get this artistic thing drummed out of us early in life, and we all have talents.
Absolutely.
They don't have to be perfection, but it's just fun to have a hobby and do something. And I painted a couple of chairs the other day that were old, outdoor chairs, and they're that lovely blue color, the duck egg blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, oh, life is perfect.
Aww.
Just because they made me feel so, you know, everything was so pretty.
Yes, and it's so easy. You know, it's really just such an easy product to use. And, I mean, the workshops definitely are spectacular in that you can learn so many different techniques. But, you know, just basic painting, you just open up the can and away you go. And the workshops will just take you to that next level of creating so many different looks, because it really is just so incredibly versatile.
It is. And, you know, Annie Sloan is an English woman, and I just like her take on life. And it's just, you know, get it done. It's not like it's not slap dab, but kind of that you don't have to stew over every little bit of this stuff. You just do it. And that's
Absolutely.
How she created the paint. So tell us sort of the properties of the paints and the colors, because it's different than any other paint, and she created it.
Well, and that's absolutely true. There is really nothing like it on the market. She actually created and developed this product 24 years ago, and it's now sold worldwide. The product will adhere to almost any surface without any priming or sanding. You just basically clean and paint. And the colors, there's 31 different colors, and they're, for the most part, all historical, so very timeless, beautiful together or on their own. You can mix the colors without ever having muddying. The paint's made with little to no black pigment, so you can either create new colors, you know, take down the value, knock it back a bit. It's really pretty endless of what you can do to
and people,
to
yeah, people think chalkboard, but it's not really. You can do chalk finish, but
it's not
chalk
paint.
It's
not what it was created for. You certainly can, you know, three coats of the paint without the wax to finish the product. You can create a chalkboard, but it was intended for furniture. And any type of finish it will adhere to.
And some of the names, too, are really great. And they're the ones that you know, you always see and you think, oh, what is that color? They kind of have the names that go along. Tell us some of the names of the different historical colors.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's the Scandinavian pink. There's the Versailles, Florence, named after the town of Florence. You know, there's the Emperor Silk, a beautiful Chinese red, absolutely spectacular. And one of your favorites, the Duck Egg Blue, which is actually one of our best sellers. Very timeless, lovely color, and beautiful to work with.
And people are so impressed, right? I mean, you can just do the plain paint. You don't have to do, you know, any of the special finishes that you teach. But
Absolutely.
When you do a few things, you can really do stuff. People go, you did that?
Yes. Very rewarding. In the workshop, too, it's just wonderful to see people's faces light up, and you know, they hold their board up, and they can't believe that they've achieved this. And, you know, so often people introduce themselves in the class, and so often they'll say, well, I don't have any artistic talent. But by the end of the class, they realize that they truly do. And it's just being, you know, led a little and shown that it is possible. And, so it's very rewarding to see people get quite excited about it.
When we come back, Deborah, I want to talk for a few minutes more about the kind of furniture we can buy, what works best, and how we can use it outside this time of year to maybe refresh some of our pieces. Back in 2 minutes with Deborah.
CTV's The Amazing Race Canada continues on its international journey.
We're going to freaking Macau!
CTV Tuesday.
Wow.
Say hello to Macau, China. Where working together is the name of the game.
Run!
Or not.
Brother on side.
Find out who survives.
We're done. We can get it.
The Amazing Race Canada, Tuesday at 9 on CTV. Brought to you in part by Scotiabank. You're richer than you think.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Al Farabee and CFAX 1070. We're on location today at Graham Kia, the corner of Government and Hillside. You'll see our signs out front. Lots of people popping on by in the sunshine. Thinking about Kia? Got it on your mind? Get a great deal today at Graham Kia on an award-winning vehicle. Yeah, award-winning vehicles like the 2014 Kia Soul. It's the AJAC Canadian Family Car of the Year. Or how about the 2014 Kia Sorento? It's the AJAC Canadian SUV of the Year. They're all right here. Why don't you pop on by and take one out for a test drive? People talking about, too, the Kia Soul. It's the all-new 2014 Kia Soul Special Edition. Two-tone paint, deluxe leather interior, push button start, heated steering wheel, and much, much more. It's here too. We're talking to you about how you can get the no charge 10-year bumper to bumper warranty on all SUVs that are in stock here today at Graham Kia. Pop on by. We got that chance for you, by the way, to get a restaurant certificate and movie passes if you enter to win. It's live on location today at Graham Kia Government at Hillside.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey, Victoria, I'm Matt McLeod with CFAX 1070, and here's what's happening around the city. I don't know how time flew by so quickly, but today and tomorrow are the last 2 days of the 2014 Victoria International Buskers Festival. Don't miss your chance to enjoy amazing street performances at 7 different stages across downtown. Here are just some of the main stage shows happening today at Ship Point. The Amazing Checkerboard Guy, Victor Rubiler, who has 5 world records for juggling soccer balls, Ruben Dot Dot Dot, who used to be in the Cirque du Soleil, Duo Hoops, Flame Oz, who are world-renowned for their fiery performances, and Street Circus. Enjoy these and many more around downtown until 9 p.m. tonight. You can also head over to our website, cfax1070.com, to find out more about these performers and times for these different performances. This has been your weekend's Community Connection, brought to you by Fairway Market. Fresher and tastier than ever.
From cats and dogs to the people who love them, Petline with Jennifer Shaw. Sundays at 4 on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We are talking to Deborah Boyenga from A French Touch, revamping, repurposing vintage furniture, and a little bit more. Deborah, the French look, if we maybe aren't going to paint stuff ourselves, we want to come to your shop and buy something, how do we incorporate that look? Is it maybe a chandelier here? What is that feeling, and what kind of pieces can you add to your house to give you that kind of vibe?
Well, I think definitely your taste comes into play there, but I think it's not being afraid to contrast the styles, whether you have something, a modern home, and you add a few antique pieces, and adding something with some texture, something decoratively carved, an armoire. It's really just a matter of giving the impression of an interior evolving over time.
And your house, you know, your husband, how does he like all your pieces, and how much do you have in your house, and what does your house kind of look like?
Well, it's a little bit less like the store. Obviously, the store, there's lots in the store.
Oh, it's so pretty.
But I like a lot of the neutrals. I love the country grays and the old whites and the dark waxes. I do have a lot of chandeliers. But I also like some of the rustic elements. I like a little bit of the vintage industrial. So there's lots of that in my home. And my husband loves it as well. So I'm very fortunate that way that he's open to having painted furniture.
Oh, wow.
Having
so
said
beautiful.
That, I do have wood pieces as well. So to those women whose husbands like only the wood, I always say just, you know, break them in gently and you'll find that they'll come around and they'll love it too.
Absolutely. And you do have a lot of wood surfaces, like your pieces that you have for sale. There are a lot of them. The top is the original wood. You like to leave that element.
I do. I do love that. I think it adds warmth to a piece. And then that's why I always say to people, you know, go slow. Don't paint everything too quickly. I really love that look.
And you might not want to do a big piece because that is a lot of work. I know a lot of the ones that you have there, you know, you're going to be sweating because it's a lot to do a whole piece. So you might want to start with something smaller.
And, I agree. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Get your feet wet with something small. It gives you the confidence to make a decision about what you want to do next. And it's better to go slow. And be sure about what it is you want to paint and transform.
Okay, so outside right now, what kind of things can we paint using the Annie Sloan chalk paint?
Well, there really isn't anything you can't paint at outside. I would say the only thing that you want to maybe be cautious about is the teak. I have had a lady who has painted the teak, and that's only because it had been quite weathered and aged, but otherwise the oils like to bleed through. And otherwise, you can do anything, whether it's metal or terracotta, cement, wicker, stone. You can paint fabric outside. I have my awning up front in the store, which has been painted over a year ago now, and it's been through the rain and the wind and the hot sun, and it looks like the day I did it. And there really isn't anything that you can't paint.
And it's not toxic either, is it?
No, it's actually, once it's waxed, it's actually food safe after 2 weeks, and it's baby safe after 1 month. So you can paint your cribs or high chairs, and the baby likes to chew on it, you know, there's no worries. Just go right ahead and I'll make sure the piece has cured beforehand, and away you go.
And except outside, you're not going to wax if it's outside, isn't
it? That's correct, yeah. The wax is not compatible for outside. So, you know, this time of year, like right now it's sunny and it's supposed to be sunny for the next number of days. So you could certainly paint it and just throw it outside right away. If you knew it was going to rain, just hold off for a couple of days before you put it outside, and then you're good to go.
Now, we're talking about chandeliers, and I know you paint them. So what kind of colors would you paint, and what kind of techniques would you use to give it a, you know, a little older look or a vintage look?
I tend to keep it quite basic. For the most part, I will do just an old white, and I tend to only paint the metal surfaces where I don't either like the metal, and it's maybe a little bit more inexpensive look, and it just gives it a whole new elegant look to it. And you have the option of waxing or not waxing. You can apply the paint a little bit thicker so it has more of a gesso old look. But I try to keep that a little bit more simple. Having said that, I did do an antique little chandelier for my daughter in the old white, and then they had beautiful little antique tin lampshades, which we did in the duck egg blue, and it was just charming. So.
Oh, how pretty.
Yeah.
And you do the workshop, so you learn how to do two colors and how to wash pieces or do a dry brush. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, many different techniques. How to give a piece an aged look with a textured texture technique. There's the color washing, wet distress, sand distress, color layering, and then many different ways to use both the clear and the dark waxes to give it a beautiful age or a patina. So you really can use this product and make a piece look like maybe it was painted 100 years ago. It's really quite versatile. And what's lovely, too, is you paint the whole thing, wax the whole thing. If in a few days you decide, well, I've actually made a mistake, I want a different color, you can paint right over everything. So you're never stuck. You're always, you always can keep creating.
There are no mistakes. And tell people how they can find you, Deborah.
Yes, I'm at 1850 Oak Bay Avenue. And my hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 10:30 to 5. I'm also on Facebook, and I have a blog. And that's a frenchtouch.blogspot.com. And I'm always welcome you to come in and ask lots of questions.
And Deborah is calm and cool, and she's lovely to deal with. And she always laughs because I do techniques that she's never heard of because I can't remember anything.
You've created some wonderful new ones.
I've created some new ones. Deborah, you've given us a great sampling of what you do, and you've taught a lot of people the joy of painting, and I thank you for that. And I'm sure I'll be seeing you soon for some great new colors and some new workshops that you're going to be offering.
Thank you so much, Patty.
Great talking to you today.
You too.
Now we're going to talk again to Tina O'Connor. And Tina, before we get to the next break, we're going to join. We're going to do another segment with you later. Of course, Tina has her book, Be That Mum: Ignite Your Passions, Organize Your Life, and Embrace Your Family. Be calm, be relaxed, and be happy. Tina, I understand you used to own two liquor stores.
I sure did. Yeah.
Is that why you're calm and relaxed and happy?
That could be part of the reason.
That's part of it. Now, you have reinvented yourself. I mean, you've had one degree that kind of is not what you're doing now. How have you transitioned along your life? And maybe fall was the time that you decided to do something new. Maybe you had kids. What has been your journey?
Well, for me, the journey has really, it's so personal. You know, you get doing stuff and you think it's what you want to be doing. For me, it was, you know, I always wanted to own and operate my own business. My parents were very entrepreneurial. And so we bought the first liquor store, then we added a second liquor store, and I was running both of them. My husband was working a full-time job. Soon we had three kids, and that job combined with three kids just got to be way too much for me. And it was so overwhelming. I was stressed out all the time, rushing my kids around. You know, I felt like I was yelling at my kids all the time to hurry up and, you know, get to swimming lessons. And I just felt like we as a family had no unstressed time because I was either trying to work or trying to rush them around. There was no calm peacefulness. And I was that stressed out, crazy mom. And I literally one day, all three of my kids were in the swimming pool. So I had 20 minutes to myself while they were at their swim lesson. And I just sat there and thought, this is not what I can't keep doing this. I can't keep doing this for myself or for my family. So I made a conscious decision to make a change in my life. So I wrote Be That Girl, and Be That Girl was my first book, and that book really was or is my journey to help other people do what they really want to be doing for themselves and for the right reasons. So, you know, I wrote that book, got it out there, and then ended up selling both of the liquor stores. And the freedom that I feel from that is just incredible. It's amazing. Adding that time to my family, I'm still running my own business, but I have so much more flexibility now. Mm-hmm. And man, you can see a difference in our household and in me and in the kids and in my husband.
And so sometimes I think, Tina, that's great advice in your book, Be That Mom. These transitions, we're heading to fall, kids either starting preschool, elementary, university, or adults. It's a time to reassess. We do not have to always be on that same treadmill. We can change. It's up to us. We come back more with Tina on the fall and how we can make a difference.
You don't know where to go. Your tires are bald. You're overdue for service. Your car vibrates when you hit the highway, but you don't know where to go. Take it to Midas. On the island for close to 30 years and locally owned, Midas gives you the service of a local garage and the guarantees of a national chain. Midas mechanics are trained to fix everything. They're convenient and they never overcharge. Now you know where to go. Take it to Midas. Visit Midas.ca.
Good afternoon. It's Al Farabee and CFAX 1070. We're on location here today. Graham Kia in the sunshine at Government and Hillside. Lots of people popping on by, taking test drives out of all the product that they have here today. I'll tell you, you want to come on by if you're thinking about Kia to get that great deal on an award-winning vehicle, and they are award-winning. Why don't you pop on by and talk to the staff here about the no-charge 10-year bumper-to-bumper warranty on all SUVs that are in stock here today. And here's something else to think about, too. The penny over cost sale that's on all in-stock 2014 Kia Forte EXs. That's happening here today. Ask inside about how you can win one of three $250 gas cards. They're going to be doing that here today. And, of course, the free hot dogs. We thank Peppermint's Grill for the greatest hot dogs ever we've ever had at an on-location remote in quite some time. They're absolutely tremendous. He'll be here for the next little while as well. So think about what you want to do. Last couple of moments, too, to enter to win for movie passes and restaurant certificates. We've got that going on at our tent right now. And you can see us here today for the next couple of minutes here at Graham Kia, on location at Government at Hillside.
Deciding upon an independent seniors home is a big decision. I'm Linda Bishop of Highgate Lodge, located in the Cedar Hill area. We are small with 54 suites and owned locally. At Highgate, residents enjoy three meals a day prepared from scratch, 24-hour staffing, weekly housekeeping. At Highgate Lodge, you will receive this and so much more, all for one inclusive price. Call 250-472-0077 for a tour today. Come home to Highgate.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here every Saturday on CFAX from 1 to 2. If you want to know more about me or the show or have ideas or want to hear past shows, lifestylewithpattymack.com is how you will find me. We are talking to Tina O'Connor, and she has two books, Be That Girl and Be That Mom. Life transitions this fall, usually in the fall or in the new year, we kind of have new goals. We have things changing, maybe kids going into school, leaving school, new jobs. It's kind of a new set point, new goals maybe. Tina, how do we handle these new phases in life, get our kids ready for them? I have a son going to university in Vancouver in a month or less than a month. Whether it's us letting go or them giving them the, you know, I'm sure it's scary for kids as well when they're going through these changes. How do we change and make these transitions easier?
I think it's really important to have people in your life that you can talk to about these things. So as a family, you need to talk about what's going to be happening in September and how that's going to look and what that might feel like. And, you know, yeah, you're going to a new school or, you know, you're going to have to be cooking your own food or, you know, mm-hmm. talking about those things with your kids. And then if it's something for yourself, new job, just sort of thinking about what that's going to be like and then having a support system around that you can talk to other people about or maybe people who have done it and just keeping those lines of communication open. I'm always one to say that communication is how we can get through anything. And transitioning for something new can always be stressful, whether it's something exciting or something scary or something that's, you know, it doesn't have to be something bad for it to be scary. It can be something very exciting, but that can also create an element of fear.
That's so true, Tina. And people are so different, and you know, women especially, whether it's our child starting school or, you know, getting a new job or whatever it may be, everybody has a different opinion. So some people may say it's the greatest day of my life, and others are going, oh, I miss my kid. Or same with when they go off and move away. Some are like, this is fantastic, and others feel, you know, that tug. So depends who your audience is, too.
I think so. And I think it's important to surround yourself with like-minded people because, you know, as a mom especially, we feel guilt or we take on the ideas of what other people might be thinking. And it's important to stay true to yourself. And if you're feeling sad that your child is going away to school, that's okay. And so find someone else who would feel similarly that you can speak to about that, because you really don't want someone, you know, who's on that exact other flip side making you think, well, why am I feeling that way?
Absolutely. Because life is, you know, the yin and the yang, because you feel excitement, yet you're torn, right? And I always, you know, when my kids started preschool or first grade, and I always, you know, would go to my friends for coffee or have that little carrot, something to look forward to. And I always find it's good to have a little reward at the end, so you know that if you are a little, you know, emotional about something, that you have a something to reward yourself with.
Absolutely. And, you know, for yourself, you've got a child going off to university. That's a huge transition time for any parent and any family. And, you know, rewarding yourself, like maybe you're going to do something fun and exciting with the room that they're leaving, you know, turning it into your sewing room, or just putting that positive spin on it as well. If you are feeling that bit of twinge of, you know, anxiety or whatever, and just making yourself feel comfortable by going and seeing where they're going to be and making sure that they're prepared so that you feel better, that they're going to be able to take care of themselves.
Now, Tina, you have younger ones, and maybe you don't know that they actually come back. So you don't actually get rid of their room. You can't just make that sewing room or that exercise room, because they sort of boomerang back a little bit. So,
yeah, I guess I better be prepared for that.
What age are your kids now, Tina?
They're 10, 8, and 6 right now.
Wow. So what grades are they going into?
They'll be into 5, 3, and 1 this year. So it'll actually be my first year without like a half day school. It'll be my first year that all three of the girls are in school full time. So that's going to be interesting.
What kind of trouble will you get yourself into?
Oh, I've got Be That Kinky Girl is in the works right now.
Is that right?
I've got plans. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So more time. Well, you know, that's it exactly, is that fall is a good time to set new goals. You know, you're writing your new book. There's all kinds of things that you can put yourself to, whether it's you want to take a yoga class, a cooking class, you know, spend more time with certain people, whatever it may be. It's a great time to, you know, celebrate and set some new goals
and reassess your life. Like you said, it's you know, you should always be looking at it and going, hey, is this where I want to be? And even though 6 months ago you said this is what I wanted to be doing, if you're doing it and it doesn't feel good, then it's okay to make a change.
Absolutely. Great advice today. If you want to pick up Tina's book, it's Be That Mom, Be Calm, Be Relaxed, Be Happy. Great having you on the show, TJ. Wonderful to have you back, and until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your life.